This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Yeah, that Simon Cowell thing. Jeremy, the intern, brings up an interesting point and says, after he bought it, did he do it and be clear, or are there going to be like 32,000 pounds of butcher paper at his front door in a couple of days? Oh, my. Oh, dear. Hi, Korea. Not what I meant.
Well, you didn't want dog meat. You want, oh, I see. $32,000 worth of dog meat. You wanted all dog. We do it again.
All right, here's another 32,000. Get me all the dogs I need. Living.
What are you going to do with all that meat?
Oh, you can have that back. It's too late now. Stupid. What can you do? It's time now at 9:31 on this glorious Tuesday. Hot. Already hot outside. Be careful. And it makes the operation hydration thing that much more important on Thursdays because they got those water stations set up. We have an extreme heat warning. You heard me. The average human body will spontaneously combust in 8 minutes of exposure to the sun today. That is horrifying. So always limit your time outside to 750, 755, and then skedaddle back into the AC, or you will explode. Extreme heat warning in effect until like midnight Wednesday. Then we're okay again to wander around and run and I don't know what, light fires.
Bike.
Yeah, bike, light fires. Yeah, I think that's it. Extreme heat warning. Then it's just a moderate heat warning. It's time for your hot releases. Very hot today, too, because of all of the heat, extreme hot releases, movies, DVDs, music, all the fun that comes out. Eric's got them right now. Let's find out what it is. Eric, release me.
All right. The video games suck, so we're not even going to get into that. I believe there's some tennis game out, but nobody likes tennis, so it's no big deal.
Well, people like it, but
not a tennis game.
Not the games. They've never really taken off.
Is there a pickleball video game?
I don't know, Brady, but if there is, we'll mention it. We'll bring it up for you.
Got a guy who emailed me and said his uncle or something. I didn't. Blew out his knee playing pickleball because you were talking about playing pickleball. He's like, he's 55, went out there playing pickleball.
Uh-oh.
Knee exploded. And that's what that nurse said. More people are coming in with pickleball injuries from the senior center. And Brady's found it as he trains for his new life in the senior center next year as the kid. Pickleball champion, golf. You're going to win like 4 or 5 years in a row till you become the old hat and some new kid comes in.
Are there pickleball tournaments that you can get into?
There are. Yeah.
Are you thinking about it?
Not yet.
More training. He
so
needs
you are
train.
Thinking about it. You're just not ready.
No, I haven't thought about
it. Would you play competitive pickleball? Or sure. Really?
Yeah.
Would you tell anybody about it? Because that's almost like dating a fat girl on a moped. I think you're supposed to only do that quietly.
I was always proud of that.
I'm in a pickleball league. Oh, sorry.
No, it's good. Part of an elite pickleball team.
I'm doing some competitive pickleball this week, and I'd love to go, but... Oh, geez. Would you lose a bet?
No, I want to do it.
Oh. Something's wrong with him. He's on the injured list.
I'll get custom-made warm-ups.
Anyway, releases again, Eric.
All right, we'll start off with movies out in the theaters. Men in Black International. Shaft. Which is weird.
International.
Which is weird because Shaft... The first Shaft that Samuel
Richard
Jackson
Roundtree.
Did was just Shaft.
Yeah. And then they did Richard Roundtree was the original
Shaft. Yeah, the
Shaft.
Original.
And he's in Shaft.
He always right. makes cameo.
And then he was in the Shaft they did in like 2002, which was also
Shaft. And so
starring
this one is just Shaft.
Shaft.
With Samuel Jackson again.
As Shaft.
Why isn't it Shaft 2?
We're going to do it again.
It's a new case.
Why isn't it Shaft 2, though?
Hmm.
Because it's just a continuing... Series.
Just Shaft.
Shaft. Yeah.
So, won't that get confusing if they do like another couple
yeah,
movies?
Yeah, which
like,
Shaft are you talking about?
They all look alike is what we're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seemed odd to me.
All these Shaft movies we need to differentiate with a number.
Yeah, just give me a number or
yeah.
something.
Or the title. Yeah,
said the white guy.
Or you put like Shaft back in action.
That's right.
You know, something like that.
Slap a number on it or I can't tell the difference between the Shafts.
Shaft, the spy who loved me.
Oh, there you go. How about just Shaft 2019?
Whatever. You need to differentiate somehow. Also, The Dead Don't Die, which looks really funny. A zombie yeah. movie with Bill Murray. Bunch of people. Adam Driver.
Everybody's in that thing. It's got like, is it Kenneth Branagh? Or I don't know who else. They've got a bunch of like celebrities that are big named actors.
Iggy Pop.
Yeah, Iggy Pop. That's not what I was talking about. But no, that's not what you're talking about. He's in it. He's recognizable. I don't think he's one of the good actors that I saw.
Tilda Swinton, is she in it?
Yeah. The RZA. Steve Buscemi.
I would not be able to just be serious about that. And your name? RZA. And spelled R-Z-A.
RZA.
RZA. Are you gargling?
Stop it. I think I'm saying your name. Yeah, it does look good when it comes out this week.
On Netflix, we got Jessica Jones Season 3. It's the Marvel series with Kristen Ritter.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Jessica Jones.
She looks mean, though.
You are a cheater.
She was in Breaking Bad.
Yep.
Remember, she was you the heroin girl?
I do remember. She was Jesse's girlfriend.
Make mistake Walt after killed. Mistake.
So she's a superhero?
You can't control yourself.
Yes.
You have no discipline. Just brute force.
Brute force.
What do you want?
I want you to die.
This might not be bad. Does she win?
Gregory Salinger. He's smarter than both of us combined.
I don't know about that.
Because we're women. Wah, wah, bad
we
writing.
Should be plumbers.
I barely survived him.
Salinger did this. Let's go get him.
I don't need your help. And you don't need mine.
He was unjustly arrested.
When you cozy up to maniacs, people around you get hurt.
I don't understand what I'm looking at.
Me either. It's Jessica Jones, season three.
I get that part.
So you gotta
understand
like,
the first two seasons.
Superhuman strength.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. She's hand-to-hand combat. She's pretty badass. It's a good detective. Kind of like Columbo.
Oh.
Pulsating hands.
I would love to have seen the hand-to-hand fight.
One last thing. Excuse me, ma'am. One last thing. I got superhuman strength.
Hey.
So I'm going to have to kick your ass.
Believe it or not, Grey's Anatomy is still going on. Season 15 is on Netflix.
It's on my DVR.
It is?
Yeah.
It's on your DVR?
Oh, yeah.
She's watched all 15 seasons?
All 15 seasons.
Oh, my God.
Even the actors say they don't want to do it.
I know.
They leave constantly.
Shonda Rhimes doesn't want to do it.
Ellen Pompeo said it was a nightmare.
Like, she's not in it much.
But she even said she's like, it's just an unhealthy set to be on.
It's like we just keep going and going.
It's a hospital.
Everyone hates it here. We can't stop. They won't cancel it. They won't cancel it. It's just an awful thing. It's terrible.
Big Little Lies is back, season two.
Watch the first episode Sunday, and Meryl Streep adds quite a bit to this.
Yes.
The last episode of the first season was so stupid.
Where they killed the guy?
Because it was just so...
Why do you think it was
because the setup to how they did it was so elaborate, and then it very much got like...
It just happened in a
push, and it was just so dumb. And it kind of lost its edge. But the second season can save it because it's all about the cover-up. And Meryl Streep's phenomenal already. And it's evidently going to come up on our screen in Spanish because
HBO Latino.
I don't have that one. That's what's next.
That's all right.
Oh, okay.
Jerry Garcia, It's Not My Weekend. I know you're a big Jerry Garcia fan. I
love him.
Different Jerry Garcia.
This is on HBO Now.
This is
different Jerry Garcia.
Check it out, my stepdad. He got me new shoes. What do you got to say about that? I said, good. Tell him any pants, Don.
Huh?
Size 32, slim.
It's the Latino Jerry Garcia.
Can you help me with my spelling words? I'm not sure, dog, what you got.
He's I think the last one was Latino.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, so the Garcia pretty much the dead giveaway there.
He's not classic Latino, though, John.
I don't imagine him as Latino.
Well, that Garcia thing's pretty heavy push towards Latino.
You're right. Yeah. I never thought of him that way.
There you go. You thought you were being clever. Ah, it's the Spanish Garcia. Oh, right, because that Garcia's steakhouse that I've been going to for a long time.
Why do I not, man?
I have an answer if you want to hear it. But
you're not going to like it.
I don't think you're going to like what I say next. Dim or slow?
I just imagined him as a San Francisco hippie.
49.
I don't know.
American.
He's an American, but he's still Latino. Yeah, Garcia. Boy, you're really looking that up.
He doesn't like what he found. He doesn't like what he found.
He might have been adopted.
Well, his mother married a Matzowicz.
Yeah, that is still.
Like a Jewish guy?
Moskowitz?
Moskowitz?
But she married him after Jerry was born. to Mr. Garcia.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to get it eventually. Jesus Christ.
One, yeah. Two.
Oof.
All right.
That was. I'm going to get you some blocks for your birthday.
Dad, you never told me you're Spanish. I didn't know we were Spanish.
Si, Bambino, your last name is Garcia.
Yeah, but we live in San Francisco, so. But I don't like that music.
Chipotle is okay.
All right, next up we got Euphoria. That's on HBO. Featuring the, what's her name? The chick from Spider-Man.
Mm.
The new Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, is this that
Zendaya.
Zendaya.
Yeah. Zendaya. Yeah, Brady knows her from Disney or something.
She's
yeah.
a Disney girl. That's what I couldn't remember. This show looks
this
good.
This is no Disney show.
It looks like something John Hughes would have done if he was on acid.
Yes.
It's like the Breakfast Club with filth and drugs.
And lots of Molly. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Rue. I'm an addict. You're about to start a brand new chapter.
Some new girl in town that I think you're going
to. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about this because they're evidently in high school and they keep trying to sex up the ads for this thing with like lesbianism. And I'm like, I'm going to masturbate to this, but I'm going to be guilty.
Nothing else matters but the person standing.
As long as you feel guilty.
Well, yeah, I guess that's it. If HBO says, hey, they're teenagers, but look at this stuff, I'm like, ah. See, she's in a thong. I don't think I'm allowed to look at this.
Brady's been into her since.
Yeah, you've liked Zendaya for a while.
No.
Since her
no?
teen years.
You don't
yeah,
like her?
You brought her up multiple times.
Yeah, I know her because of you.
She was
here we
the
go.
Other girl.
She was across the street over by the
mall. The redhead she was teamed up with the Disney Channel.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So you liked her, you know,
redhead.
When she was really young.
You liked the one that was next to her, the redhead girl. You don't, yeah. But this show is about teenage girls yeah. having lots and lots of
Zendaya is 22, actually.
Sex, so. I know, but the show is leading me to believe they're in high school, so.
It's not your fault.
Not at all. HBO's presenting it.
Music out.
Mm-hmm.
The Chris Robinson Brotherhood has another album. Servants of the Sun.
This should be good.
The name of it.
Hippie music. You got nothing?
Every song is 15 minutes long.
Of course
no.
it is.
No, I don't know. Probably.
All right.
Here it is, John.
And I'm
Chris
still
Robinson
at Zendaya.
Brotherhood. Servants of the Sun.
Come on, I do.
He got too deep into Zendaya.
Yeah, he did.
You know, we've got a frozen Zendaya. Is this Zendaya singing with Chris Rock?
Also Spanish.
Is it?
Latino.
I feel like I'm learning. Something about that was teaching me about verbs.
It was.
This feels like a sentence. Yeah, I like this. That's how a bill becomes a law.
My hero zero. How about the chauffeur's daughter?
Yeah, let's see.
Does this get any play anywhere?
No.
Why not? Like, the Black Crows were huge.
Yeah, maybe a terrible 70s movie.
Kind of funny how that happened.
I'm in love with the chauffeur's daughter. She takes me where I want to go. With black gloves and a black hat on, she don't have to get the dough.
Well, she's not the chauffeur's daughter. She's the chauffeur.
She's not speed, she got no need. She always takes her time.
Why don't they call this Black Crows anymore?
I'm confused on
not
this
allowed.
Song.
Yeah, he likes a chauffeur's daughter, but she's dressed like a chauffeur and driving him around. So that's technically she's the chauffeur now.
Yeah, you're just playing fantasy at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, they got into a fight, the brothers Robinson. And I even think that his brother might be in this thing now.
That's
but
where
they,
I
yeah,
was
they started
asking.
Getting into arguments about the Black Crows and just changed the name.
He's finally getting along with David.
David Robinson and him are very tight. Yeah. After both Green Bay Packer and San Antonio Spur.
They're Latino.
That's right. They were in The Grateful Dead. And they were on a Disney show with someone called Zendaya.
Whew. Man, so many balls.
All ties together.
Madonna has an album. Madame X.
Madame X?
Madame X.
It's a beautiful plan.
Unless you're going with 10 there.
But I'm not concerned. Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful game. That I never learned.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
Good time, Ben.
How about Medellin?
Medellin.
We could now begin. Tranquila, baby, yo te apoyo. No quiero hablar no mucho.
Just that's all about chicken. I'm checking her chicken.
Oh, we know.
This guy is Latino.
Y pa' que te sientes aquí tengo un trono. Te gusta cabalgar, eso está claro. Si sientes que voy rápido, le bajo. Discúlpame, yo sé que eres Madonna. Pero te voy a demostrar.
Thank you. I'll have the number four.
I will have. I
more
chips like
and
chicken.
Salsa, please. Pollo. He said pollo, and that's all I want.
Did you see she was pissed off at some New York Times writer?
For writing an article that was kind of not
favorable?
Yeah.
It reminded me of Almost Famous. Like, she gave this person all this access and wanted somebody to write good about her.
And he took all the juicy stuff and said, anyway, she's okay. All mad. See, there's something weird, though, and it isn't fair. It's sexist. But a 60-year-old woman being a pop star is hard.
Yeah.
Because the competition level is so pleasing to the eye, whereas she is not anymore. And
but
that's not fair.
She's at the diva status, though.
That's, oh, yeah, she's in the Cher world.
Yeah, so she's got a couple of decades
music?
Left.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's
huge.
Her way. She's not going to do standards, but she's incredible when you look at her
scope. No
but
doubt.
It's just tough to watch her. And I think it's because she still tries to play the part. She goes out there in the bustiers and things like that. That's enough.
Yes. Yeah.
Next up we have Baroness.
The alternative is a robe.
Right. They signed our wall.
They did. Yeah. They were here. They did an acoustic thing with us, I believe, in our production room in there. Heavy metal band from Georgia. They got some pretty cool stuff.
So it's called Seasons.
Golden Gray is the album.
Come on.
The seasons that have passed, couldn't they wait? Staring outside the window.
Got that Sprockets beat.
Yeah, I felt that.
How about Throw Me an Anchor?
No, still playing that Sprockets
song. That's
the other one. Brady gets
trying to warm up.
Voguing, too.
There it goes.
Brady was voguing.
I did see that.
Remember when we did the dad list earlier and some of it was funny dances?
Dance in front of your friends.
Sounds amateur. Let me hear that other one.
Borderline.
Oh, this is all Madonna today. And her big hit was Borderline. Or if it's a cover.
You're going to make Marcus sad. This is one of his favorites.
Yeah. It's not
Baroness's.
Yeah, that one just sounded. I didn't like that one. And Borderline's taking a little while to load.
It's just spinning.
Over the borderline.
Yeah. There you borderline. Go. Go with that.
But they added an S. No, that's
over
not going to play.
Over the borderlines.
That's right. Just for people with bad grammar. People had S's unnecessarily to cover songs.
Now it's playing.
Borderlines with my Baroness. This definitely isn't Bruce Springsteen.
No. Did he have a Borderline song?
No.
No. Oh, I see.
They have a weird buildup, don't they have?
Alright, that's fine. Bring on the Boss.
Yeah, the Boss has an album. Western Stars. Is he going cowboy now?
He's doing country music?
I don't know.
Hit it, John.
It makes Jeremy mad because he sounds like him when he talks.
I come here looking for a new life. One I wouldn't have to explain.
He's doing a little country.
There's that voice that keeps me awake at night. One little piece would make everything right. If I could just turn off my brain, but now my baby's coming in.
You know how I know country music is for adults? Is because when good, talented people get old, they go back to it because it's easy. Yep. And it's for an easy audience. I rode in a car with Dale Hellestray, and he's the target for country music, which is people who can't really think well.
Makes sense.
This one's Hello Sunshine.
You walk too far, you walk away.
I don't think New Jersey's gonna like this.
Hello, sunshine, won't you stay? You know I always loved a lonely time.
All right. Wow. Bruce, taking a spin in the country world.
This is more for Ian and the alternative crowd over there. Bastille, Doom Days is the album.
Those nights when you crave someone to be there at dawn, to wake with, cause aren't we all just looking for a little bit of hope these days, looking for somebody you can wake up with.
Has every alternative lead singer just been dumped?
I think so. They're,
all they do is sing about, like, almost the new day is dawning kind of thing. They're miserable, but they're trying.
You think they should sing about banging the chicks?
I wish.
Pulling out my t-shirt, your hands everywhere.
But they should do it the same way. Really banged her.
Put my wiener in her left hand. What's your name now? I can't get enough chicks in my life. Can't stop sleeping with bitches.
Never get to heaven on a night like
this. Also,
we'll throw a little bit of an accent in there.
Yeah, yeah, have that. Yeah.
Night. Every night is different with a new bitch.
Yeah, get a little gangster rap with your alternative stuff because it's all so sappy.
That's good stuff.
I buy a dinner, but you never feed them.
Oh, right, he's treating him like a cat. I get it.
You remember a band named Smog?
No.
Anyone? Yeah. Anyone? Smog?
I do.
Do you?
Do you?
Yeah. Barely.
Oh, wow. Barely. Well, clearly, I mean, I rest.
We're on the outside.
The defense rests. You can't dispute that evidence.
That one guy was in it.
Yeah.
Bill Callahan.
Yeah, Bill.
Former Oakland Raiders coach?
Yeah, but no.
Nebraska and Oakland Raiders. And
I forgot Nebraska.
Offensive coordinator somewhere.
Singer, songwriter, guitarist Bill Callahan.
Head coach.
Shepherd in a Sheepskin Vest is his album. He was in Smog.
Oh, he's good in that.
This is Ballad of the Hulk.
Oh, yeah? Sugar.
Like the Incredible Hulk? Of course.
Well, I'm just talking about the old days.
Is there a less than Incredible Hulk?
Of course there's Incredible Hulk.
Groundwork.
There's Hulk Hogan.
4 foot work.
Only two I got.
He's just opening the dictionary and spinning pages and saying a word at a time.
Art, John.
Well, after this next song, we'll be moving along.
Probably. I'm done with this guy. He's mesmerizing, but I can't listen. I'm going to have to kill an ant or something.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, we're done.
That's all we got.
Well, there you go. That's your hot releases. Congratulations, everybody. I'm not sure what the hell that was today. Some good movies coming out in theaters. You can go to those. We've got the entertainment drill coming up next.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.